That's the LBC Daily Debrief's Simon Marks there. So, why is it that some Americans refuse to see what I think personally is the obvious issue around guns? What will it take to introduce stricter gun control? I'm joined now by the gun advocate John Arlott Jr., author of The War on Guns, More Guns, Less Crime, and president of the Crime Prevention Research Centre. Thanks for joining us here, John. I've set out my position. In my view, the argument is obvious that guns should be banned. I presume you'll want to offer your thoughts and prayers to the victims and families. We all do. But what action would you take, if you could, to prevent this happening again?
Well, I'm very frustrated that it seems pretty obvious to me what the answer is, and that is these attacks in the United States keep on occurring in those places where people aren't allowed to have guns, where guns are banned.
Guns aren't banned in Florida.
I said the attacks occur where the guns are banned. So whether it's the Pulse nightclub shooting that occurred or the school, people aren't allowed to have guns in those areas to go and defend themselves. And the killers know that. And so they pick those targets to go after because they leave statements, whether it's the Aurora, Colorado shooter or the Charleston church shooter or other ones. They leave diaries or statements that indicate that they picked the targets that they did because they know nobody's going to be able to be there to stop them. These guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid.
Well, doesn't it make more sense to make sure that these crazy people, as you refer to them, don't have guns in the first place?
Well, look, you have very strict gun control laws in France and Belgium. In France in 2015, you had more casualties from these mass public shootings than you had in the United States during the entire 8 years of the Obama administration. You had 532 casualties in 1 year there in Paris. And in one of the attacks, you had over 130 people killed and several hundred people wounded.
Yeah, but you know what? I could point to the Dunblane shooting in Scotland in 1996, right. And the UK brought in gun control laws, and since then we've had no school shootings. So, you know, you pick out the stats that suit.
Yeah, but you hadn't had many before that either. When was the last one you had before Dunblane?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you, but the point is...
Yeah, because there haven't been any.
The point is that this is the 18th school shooting in the US this year.
No, it's not true. Stuff. No, look, if you want to count a gun being fired near a school... If you want to count cases like where a police officer who was on the school grounds accidentally fired his gun at school shootings, then fine. You can count those types of
things. Yeah, I'm going to count them because even if they're not fatal shootings, they're still shootings near a school, you know.
Okay. Well, look, if you think that gun control is so great, point to one country in the world that's banned guns, either all guns or all handguns, and seen homicide rates go down after the ban occurred.
Okay, well, I'll point to Australia, which brought in gun control laws in 1996, destroyed something like 650,000 automatic and semi-automatic weapons, and that has resulted in an almost 60% decrease in gun-related homicides.
Okay, here's
and
here's
has, and actually has completed For, has completely halted the occurrence of mass shootings.
You don't know what
shootings.
You're talking about. Okay, first of all, they didn't ban guns in Australia.
No, it was they passed strict laws, that's true.
Okay. You have to get licenses and stuff, but the gun ownership rate in Australia is actually back above what it was before the buyback. And so if you're right, you should have seen a sharp drop and then an increase over time in those factors like homicides and what have you, and that's not what you've observed.
Why do you love guns so much?
I don't love guns. What happens is you want to protect people. And the police can't be there all the time to protect people. Police, if you ask police in the United States, overwhelmingly they support people being able to carry concealed handguns because the police themselves know how valuable having a gun is to protect themselves. And it's particularly the most vulnerable people in society who benefit the most from having the option to protect themselves. Poor minorities who live in high crime urban areas. Look, it'd be great if the police were there all the time, but they're not.
It would be great if no one had guns. I mean,
okay, look.
That has to be the aspiration. Surely that has to be the aspiration that no one has guns.
Well, criminals like to go and attack relatively weak victims. if you have it so that, and what you find is that women and the elderly, people who are relatively weaker physically, benefit much more from owning guns than other people do.
But the trouble is, when you have guns in society, the chances of mass killing is much higher.
You know, you look at bombing deaths around the world. The United States
It's very difficult to build a bomb and set off a bomb. It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, well, I guess you can tell people at the Boston bombing here in the United States. You could tell that in Russia or in much of Europe.
Yeah, look.
If you compare the United States to Europe, you have a much higher death rate from bombing deaths in Europe or in Russia or in virtually all the rest of the world than you have in the United States.
Yeah, that's because
terrorist attacks take many different forms.
It's because you don't need to go to so much effort in America to kill loads of people because there are guns. I think people have heard what you've had to say, John. I really appreciate your time here on the LBC Daily Debrief. Everybody's entitled to their point of view, that's for sure. It seems pretty obvious that there is a direct correlation between the rate of gun ownership and violent crime. But I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us today. That's John Arlott Jr., author of The War on Guns, More Guns, Less Crime, and president of the Crime Prevention Research Centre.